And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. We've had her on before, Julie Sasada from the Lassen Resort. But we're going to talk about something special they have going on. She's the executive director of the Cedar Lake Historical Association. But we're bringing on two guests. They're going to have the new steamboat rides that are going around Cedar Lake. And we have Jerry Bino, who's the captain of the ship, and Ten Rita, who's the engineer. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Welcome. It's so exciting.
So, Julie, tell us a little bit about this. We had you on when we had your full interview before, briefly about it, because you're sort of like the cruise director, like Julie from the Love Boat, but now you'll be Julie from the Steamboat. So tell us a little bit about the general thing that's going on there.
So last summer, we had received grant funds to pilot this program. So we had steamboat rides on Cedar Lake, and we welcomed over 1,000 passengers in 5 days. So due to the success of that program, we partnered again with the Heston Steam Museum and asked them if they'd be willing to come back all summer for 1 day a week, each week, June, July, and August. So that is about to get going on June 2nd.
How many types of tours are there, Julie?
There are 4 different routes. So we have the Monon route, which takes you back and forth across the lake and shows you where the depot used to be. And then we have a northern resorts route, a southern resorts route, and our premium route, which does a little bit of all three.
And who tells the stories?
It's a combination of the captain, the engineer, and if we have extra staff on board.
Okay.
Ooh, can we get a story preview?
Well, I'll tell you, there's actually Cedar Lake has a rich heritage and culture around this lake, and the lake and ice actually built Cedar Lake both physically and with the economy of the lake, of the town and community, because, you know, this is a glacier formation lake. And then after, before refrigeration, they would actually harvest ice off the lake in the wintertime to use for refrigerated boxcars, keeping food fresh, your perishables. But really, the really cool thing is the story about the resorts and how the Lassen brothers innovated so that they had a way to get passengers across the lake, get them on board, and charge them to be on board the boats to get them back to their property as fast as possible on their vacations. And that was that's how they thought of the Dewey Line. And it was a huge line of boats that the Lassens operated.
Did they have more than one boat then they were operating?
Yeah, we know for sure by 1903 they had 6 boats. They had Grandpa Dewey, Grandma Dewey, Mama Dewey, Papa Dewey, Steamer Dewey, which is the boat rides that we're recreating, and then Baby Dewey, which is a new boat in our fleet as well. So.
And how many boats do you have in your fleet?
We have 2. We have the Steamer Dewey, and then we have Baby Dewey, which is a little electric boat that is here at the museum all the time.
How long are the tours?
They vary from 20 minutes to 45 minutes.
So not like Gilligan's Island where you have a 3-hour tour.
Not at all.
Do you have to book it ahead of time, or can you do it just as you arrive?
We prefer that you book ahead of time, so that way we know what kind of passenger manifest we have ahead of us. But people can hopefully possibly do walk-ups as well. But tickets are already on sale and have been live at lassensresort.org.
How many people per tour?
That varies as well. It's either 14 passengers on our longest ride, the 45-minute ride. Otherwise, it's 18.
Excellent. So, Captain, tell us a little about what you do on the thing besides obviously probably maneuvering the boat. So you're probably the steerman and the captain. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, steering and captain, yes. We're also watching out for our guest safety. So I make sure that the boat is in compliance with any local regulations. And we remind our guests about, the safe way to be on the boat and have a good time. And then just overall watching our timing. So we are on time with our 20-minute route or 35-minute route. And the wind conditions, weather conditions, just kind of taking the entire Cedar Lake environment and making decisions based on that for our guests.
What experience do you have as a captain in boating?
I've been driving boats for about 24 years, ever since I lived in Michigan. And I've had my license for about 5 years now. I am a charter captain in Chicago, Illinois. And so I drive out to Cedar Lake just because I love Cedar Lake and I love Julie and Ted. And I want to be part of what's going on here.
Very good.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience.
There's nothing like it. There are no other boats, passenger for hire steamboats in the state of Indiana. We are the only DNR licensed boat.
So the question for our engineer there, Ted, how is the boat powered? It's steam, but is it coal or what do you use for fuel?
So that's an interesting story because when we called the DNR who has jurisdiction on the lake, they said no steamboats. And we had to work with them. And so we had to come up with some compromises. So right now we power it with the fire is actually kerosene. And that heats the water and it makes steam and that's fed into the steam engine and that propels the propeller and that pushes the boat through the water.
Very good. Well, yeah, we have just about a minute left. Quickly, Julie, tell us some of the other things going on at the resort and then we'll make sure you give the website and everything and how to book passage on the steam line.
Well, every steamboat ride does include a museum tour with it. Complimentary standing admission. To see the museum. So people should be aware of that when they come to experience the boat, they're also going to be able to see the story of Cedar Lake and learn more about Cedar Lake's history. And then we have other special events going on all summer long, things like a community art show at the end of July, a speakeasy summer social in August, and a family train day in October. So there's lots to do, and they should stay in touch with us at lassensresort.org. That's LASSENS resort.org. And that's where they can purchase their tickets as well as find out all of our other special events.
Well, it sounds like lots of fun. We appreciate you coming on Art in the Air. That's in Cedar Lake, Lassen Resorts. That's Julie Sasadas, the executive director and tour guide, you might say, for that. We have Ted Rita, who's the engineer, and Jerry Bino, who's the captain. Thank you so much for sharing that on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.